Blog Talk Radio.
Exalted, He is exalted on high, He is exalted, for great is the Lord, let all the nations say, exalted. starry host, declare your glory. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest. Glory in the
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the eve of what is Jesus' birthday, what is being celebrated as his birthday. So thank you for joining me tonight on this Christmas Eve. I pray that the word will bless you on tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. The first song I played was Exalted. The second song was Glory in the Highest. And both songs are by Chris Tomlin. With that being said, let's get right into it for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for everybody that's gathered here tonight on this Christmas Eve, Lord God. This is miracle season. This is the season that Jesus came into the world, Lord God. And if you can work one miracle, God, we expect you to work another, Lord God. Look upon our children, Lord God, and work a miracle in their lives, God. We thank you for doing so, God. Thank you, Lord God, for setting me down, God, and working through me mightily tonight, Lord God. Say what you need to be said, Lord God, and let the people that need you word receive, Lord God. Let some mother, some father that's word about their children, word about their child, let them receive this word on tonight. And we give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you're going to do on tonight. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Judges, chapter 14, verses 5 and 6 from the New King James. Again, that's Judges 14, verses 5 and 6 from the New King James. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore that lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father and mother what he had done. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore that lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father and mother what he had done. Father God, tonight I decree and declare in prayer that by the close of this year and the beginning of next year, our children will be strong enough, mighty enough to handle whatever comes their way, a force to be reckoned with. That's what they will be, a force to be reckoned with tonight's message. In tonight's text, we see a lion come upon a young man by surprise. And the young man, Samson, being strong enough to tear that lion apart with his bare hands. Surprised by his own strength, Samson doesn't even tell his parents what he had done. He doesn't even tell his father and mother what he had done. Now, I know his parents knew he was strong. I know they knew, because God told them he would be. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Judges 13 and 5, New King James. Samson was strong, no doubt about it. Samson was born strong. Anybody born to deliver a tribe of people out of someone else's hands had to be built strong, had to be born strong. I'm just not sure his parents knew he would be that strong, strong enough to tear a lion apart with his bare hands, strong. There's some kind of strong when you can tear a lion apart with your bare hands. Is it just me? But it seems like a lion of some sort is always coming up against our children these days, one lion after another, and a lot of it being by surprise, as it was with Samson when the lion in the text came up against him, a lot of it being by surprise, surprise attacks, something you know your child saw coming, something you know your child saw coming, but God, somebody you don't even know, the strength that's in your child. Somebody, you don't even know the strength that's in your child. You're worried about your child because to you they look so little and so fragile. But you know what, mother? You know what, father? They will always look little and fragile to you because they're your babies. No matter how old they get, they're still your babies. You remember when they were born like it was yesterday, and nothing's going to change that. I'm sure Samson looked little and fragile to that lion, too. I'm sure Samson looked little and fragile to that lion, too. Until the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson and gave him the strength he needed to tear that lion apart with his bare hands. He tore that lion up. He tore that lion apart with his bare hands. I decree and declare that God will always give your child, give your children what he or she needs to defeat any lion, any enemy that comes to destroy their bodies, destroy their minds, destroy their good, healthy self-esteem, destroy their hope for the future. I decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them just like he came upon Samson, and they, our children, will be able to do physically and academically more than they ever thought possible. And our children will be able to do physically and academically more than they ever thought possible. Just as Samson had nothing in his hands when that lion came up against him, he had nothing in his hands, but still he tore that lion apart. I decree and declare that our children will get into colleges with nothing. Career opportunities will come their way with far less than what others have had. and they will exceed their peers at performance. Even though they had nothing, even though they went into the job opportunity, the career opportunity, with far less as an underdog, the odds were against them. Still, they will exceed their peers in performance because of the Spirit of the Lord that's upon them. I decree and declare that as they grow older, no Delilah spirit, male or female, will be able to seduce them, be able to weaken them, making them emotionally vulnerable to the schemes of the enemy. Oh, no, no, no. That won't happen. Judges 16. It happened to Samson, but it will not happen to them. I bind every hand of the enemy from reaching the minds and hearts of our children in the name of Jesus. God, let it be so. I decree and declare that just like Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, that your children will always know you are there to assist them. And nothing would happen to cause them to feel differently in coming years. They will not be easily influenced into believing something different about you and their relationship with you. But they will always know that you're there to assist them. Wherever they go, you will go if need be. Wherever they go, you will go if you need to, if need be. In tonight's text, Samson didn't tell his parents what he had done. He didn't tell them he had tore a lion apart with his bare hands. But I decree and declare that our children will go into 2019 holding nothing back from us, that you and I would know what's going on with them even before they know themselves. We would know what's going on with them even before they know themselves, and we would know by the way of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit for letting us know. I decree and declare they never be ashamed. I decree and declare that they will never be ashamed or made shame for defending themselves when they were the ones attacked. Last but not least, I decree and declare that no depression, no oppression, no eating disorder, or anything else will cause them to lose weight and change in appearance. But they will stay strong, even in unexpected battles. Even in unexpected battles, they will stay strong because you made them strong. You made them strong, Father, and they will stay strong. Thank you for making them strong, Father. I decree and declare these things in prayer, because your word says, if we decree and declare a thing, it shall be established. And I decree and declare on tonight that it is established. Our children are strong. Our children are mighty. Through the Spirit of the Lord, they are mighty, and that they can tear apart any lion that comes up against them, whether it be now in 2018 or 2019 or beyond that in the years to come. They're still strong, they're still mighty, they're still capable. Our children are a force to be reckoned with. It is established in the name of Jesus. Job 22 and 28, Amplified Class Bible, the AMPC. I seal these decrees in prayer. I seal these decrees in prayer because, again, your word says the prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. James 5 and 16 from the Message Bible. And we definitely believe our children, our seeds, are a force to be reckoned with. So we cover them tonight in prayer, decreeing and declaring in Jesus' name, amen. So be it. Father God, save everybody's child on tonight. Save everybody's child on tonight. Somebody's child, especially, Lord God, is going through a hard time right now, Lord God. Let them know that they are not defeated. Wrap your arms of grace and mercy around them. Cause them to feel Jesus and to desire salvation this Christmas Eve night. Help them to make Jesus their gift. No matter what else that they receive on Christmas, let them receive Jesus. Jesus is what they need. He's who they need. Help them to understand that the Christmas story is more than just a story. It's the reality that they need. It's what they need to change their lives. And Father God, we ask you that you help them to do so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, my prolific fire family. I love you so much. I love you so much. I hope you enjoy Christmas tomorrow with your families, with your children, especially. Love on them a little extra this year, going into 2019. Do that. Please do that. Love on your children. Love on your family. As usual, though, if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. Again, the number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone this Christmas Eve night, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me this Christmas Eve night, taking a little bit of your special Christmas time, your special time with your children and family to spend with little old me. I thank you for it. I pray that you receive on tonight. But if you need specific prayer and you're on the phone with me on Blog Talk Radio right now, press 1 on your phone. Hear me, press 1 on your phone. Get your prayer request in your head, and I will be with you right after these last few announcements. Now, if you're somebody that needs this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, the PayPal information is paypal.me/prolificfire. Cash App, the cash symbol, Prolific Fire. Prolific is with a capital P, fire is with a capital L, and it's all written together. You can find me, you can always find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. You can DM me on either one of those. I don't matter, Twitter at Prolific Fire or Instagram at Prophet Stacy. DM me if you need to. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Then join us on December the 28th for the last phone line with Prophet's Pace for this year, the last prayer and encouragement for this year, the last dose of prayer and encouragement for this year. Join us for Faith on the Line with Prophet's Pace Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. Flyers will be up on all my social media sites for that. Again, but just in case you missed the number, again, the number is 347-426-3782. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, you have a second opportunity coming up this Friday night, so call in. Then join us December the 31st, New Year's Eve night. Join us for Prolific Fire. Prophet Pay will be giving us a lesson in faith to close out 2018 strong. And then God gave me a word for us coming into 2019. So join us for all of that. It's going to be good. It's going to be powerful. I'm quite sure to God be the glory. So join us for that same time and place, Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. It's New Year's Eve night. As I said about Faith on the Line, the ministry information will be up on my social media site for that as well.
Is there anybody on the phone line design prayer going once, going twice, going three times? Okay, I gave you my information. If you need me, reach out to me. Until next time, have a blessed night. I love you. I'm out.